right, so we've got Lee Ronaldo, Blue Blood, Cindy Wilson, and Harlot Party. Just another walk in the park right here in Athens, Georgia. And lucky for you, you're on the guest list. I'm Chris Shoup here with my usual cast of characters, except Molly is still
once again
missing. I'm starting to think she's not coming back now.
We should go look for her.
I'm serious. I don't know. I haven't heard a peep. Well,
yeah, she
did send out some shout-outs from the land of the rich and famous.
Mm-hmm. The Peabody peeps.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean,
from
she's
the upside down.
Too cool for us.
She's in such tall cotton that I don't think she can see over the edge of all the greatness.
Wow.
You think,
that was deep.
Think about that. Yeah. I mean, this is a big time she's in, man.
Yeah. I'm excited just to ride her coattails to whatever she goes on.
That's what I'm saying. 30 years in media.
Yeah.
Me. Well, 30 years in entertainment as a spectacle of media.
Right.
And never an invite. I don't get it.
Well, it's going to happen one day for you, Chris.
You think?
Yep.
If I keep, I thought maybe hooking up with the right people.
Sorry.
Flagpole editor. Yeah. Amber Henderson, commercial radio goddess, Molly Williams, Peabody princess.
Right.
I thought this would put me, the king, in the proper court. But
we fooled you.
Not a thing. Just nothing. Well, that's not true.
Well, we will talk about wonderful bands in Molly's honor.
Sure.
And maybe this episode will make us famous.
There you go. And then
this is the one, you think?
Yeah.
And then we'll no longer need her.
Oh, I'm telling her.
That's not true. I'm just kidding. All right, well, let's get going on this thing. How about David J. playing the rooftop at the Georgia Theater on Friday, June 9th? Tell me a little bit about David J.
Mr. J. is best known probably for being one of the founding members of the pioneering goth rock group Bauhaus. He was also in another pretty influential band called Love and Rockets. And he's been doing a solo thing for the last decade or so, and he has been pretty prolific in that time period, released a bunch of records, kind of experimenting with a lot of different sounds. And he also put out a memoir a couple years ago called Who Killed Mr. Moonlight? Bauhaus, Black Magic, and Benediction, which is a really cool title.
Wow. Yeah.
So he's been in Athens. It's like the second or third time he's been in town in the last couple years. And it's cool that he's making Athens a stop on his tours these days. The Rooftop will be a fun place to catch him, for sure. He's got a recent record out called Carpe Noctem, which he released under the name MC Nightshade. And
wow.
If you can't tell by now, David J's got a flair for the dramatic, for
sure.
No doubt.
But we're going to hear a track from his 2014 record, An Eclipse of Ships, called You Suit a Rainy Day, which is kind of a pretty folk song almost.
Okay, so I'm gonna say this, you guys can judge me. He sounds like, or this person sounds like him, Jermaine Clement from the Flight of the Conchords.
Yeah.
It's like if Jermaine Clement and Dan Behar had a baby.
Yeah, I can totally see that.
David J, even though like David J is older, I feel like
getting. Maybe they took a little bit from Jay.
From him. But right. Obviously David J has extremely better. He's a better lyricist than Flight of Conchords, but I don't know. That's what I take from it.
Yeah,
but
that's funny.
I feel like I'm supposed to know who David J is, but I don't.
He's like kind of an under the radar legend, maybe. You know, he's really well known in certain circles, and
the cool people know him.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Well, you know what's cool about it?
What's cool about
if you
it?
Don't know him?
No,
you now you know.
You just show up on Friday, June 9th, at the Rooftop.
Right.
Yeah.
And you'll get to know him.
Maybe I'll wave. We'll see.
And maybe you'll hear this, You Suit a Rainy Day, from David J. on the guest list.
A black and white French movie was playing in my head. That one where it's always raining and the couple smoking bed. You were working the door of the strip joint on the east side of Tinseltown. Every pole dancer a goddess, every lap dance partner a clown. They wanted you to be a suicide girl, but you only get naked for art. Well, I have a brush and a palette of paints, so when do we start? The sky is brewing stormy in various shades of gray. You are coming over and you suit a rainy day. With flags on your feet, knots in your hair, and holes in your long black dress. You smashed your glass, then lost your phone. You are such a beautiful mess. Your familiars all around you, grouped on a Victorian couch. The owl, the cow, and the killer whale, the latter had to crouch. Now the sky is brewing stormy in various shades of gray. You are coming over on your suit of rainy day. Champs-Élysées, strolling past the horse chestnut trees on your way to the Grand Palais. A francophile of the first order, you'd be in your element there. A La Tierra Marine, your bohemian soul laid bare. Now the sky is brewing stormy in various shades of gray. You are coming over on your suit of rainy day. Yeah, the sky is brewing stormy in various shades of gray. You are coming over on your suit of rainy day. 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 Your suit of rainy day.
All right, so that was You Suit a Rainy Day from the album An Eclipse of Ships from David Jay, who will play The Rooftop on Friday, June 9th. Well, he was channeling a little bit of Bob Dylan there, I heard.
Yeah, that's a Dylan inflection to his voice.
Yeah, definitely.
Like Amber said, Destroyer a little bit, too.
That's a good impression.
That's very good.
Really?
Yeah, I like that.
Thank you, guys.
When are you
You're
going
doing
in,
great.
When are you going in the studio? You got to get that on.
We're in the studio.
Yeah,
right now.
We're in.
No, I'm talking about the recording studio.
Let's go ahead and put down some vocal takes.
Let's put something on vinyl. We got to get it on vinyl.
Let's go.
Let's do it.
I rap too. I'm just kidding.
All right, let's move on.
Coming up, Lee Ronaldo playing the 40 watt on Thursday, June 15th. What about Lee Ronaldo?
Yeah, Lee Ronaldo, another kind of indie legend. Known for his work with Sonic Youth, of course, one of the co-founding members of that band. They're a great guitarist. And he, since Sonic Youth's breakup, 2011, I think, he's been striking out on his own. He put out a solo record in 2012 called Between the Time and the Tides, and he's got a new one on the way this spring or summer. And he's going to be stopping by the 40 Watt on a solo tour. This is a great bill. Steve Gunn, who is a terrific guitarist and songwriter, is also performing. And Meg Baird, who is a member of the folk groups Espers and Heron Oblivion, kind of psychedelic folk sounds. So this will be a really cool show. But Lee Ronaldo, his solo work is definitely going to be familiar to Sonic Youth fans. The sound is going to be familiar. And it's neat to me to be able to sort of recognize his guitar contributions to Sonic Youth by hearing his solo stuff and kind of realizing what he brought to Sonic Youth and being able to pick it out in this solo context is neat for me to hear. And he's a good songwriter too. He's kind of got a mystical kind of psychedelic
mystical
approach
to
songwriting.
This album features members of Sonic Youth and Wilco, right?
Yeah, I'm not sure who the Wilco members are, but it's got Steve Shelley, I think, on drums.
It says Nils Klein.
Oh, Nils Klein is on the record.
Alan Licht, John Medeski, and bassist.
Yeah, it's got kind of an all-star cast. Supporting him for sure. And I'm not sure whether this is going to be a solo Lee show or if he's got the band with him, but either way, it'll be a night to remember.
You know what it'll be, don't you?
Yeah.
It'll be Off the Wall.
That's right.
And from the album Between the Time and the Tides, here's Lee Ranaldo on the guest list. All right, so that was Off the Wall from Lee Ranaldo. He'll be playing the 40 Watt on Thursday, June 15th, along with Steve Gunn and Meg Baird. And like Gabe was saying, that sounds like a pretty cool show.
For sure.
All right, let's move on. It's June, and so it seems like there's something that happens around June, something downtown.
I wonder what it is.
It's a thing with a bunch of, is it an art show? Is it a food show? No, it's all of the above. It's AthFest. AthFest, yes. So coming to Athens, strangely enough, is AthFest. And we've got several great acts that we can talk about here, starting with Blue Blood. Playing AthFest on Friday, June 23rd, sort of a kickoff show here. Tell me a little bit about Blue Blood.
Yeah, they're going to be at Little Kings on the 23rd. And we've talked about Blue Blood, I think, in the past. It's been a little while since we've heard from them. They are a local psych rock band fronted by a songwriter named Hunter Morris. And they're coming back with a new record, their first in a few years. this Athos show is going to be serve as a release show, I believe, for the new album. Yeah, kind of just a psych pop group with some really nice melodic touches and some cool guitar work. It's kind of an all-star group along with Hunter Morris. We've got Hank Sullivan, I believe, of Caroma on guitar, and some other folks that people will recognize.
Hank Sullivan produced this new album, right?
Yeah, I believe he did.
Which he's also worked with MGMT. MG. Mm-hmm. Did I say that right? Yeah, I did. Well,
you're doing great.
Their new stuff, this song we're going to play kind of sounds like MGMT. A little bit.
Yeah, there's definitely that sense. Kind of
upbeat,
kind of candy-coated psychedelic thing going on.
Candy-coated, I like that. Yeah, so they have like this little like random record scratch in the song, which I'm not really into, but I see what they're trying to go. I think this is a big step in their musical career.
It is different from the last record, for sure. This is the first single from the new record, which is called Pretty Wars, and they just released this a couple weeks ago. It's called My Blood.
Blood.
And it's on the guest list.
He's alive, and he always wondered why. Yeah, he's alive, but he just can't find that lie. There's an answer, so we all learn one thing right. Yeah, we'll survive.
All right, so that was My Blood from Blue Blood, who will be playing Little Kings on Friday, June 23rd, as part of Athfest, as a bit of a kickoff show. Yeah, that sounded, I like the description, candy. It's sort of a poppy sounding, almost a throwback to the 90s kind of pop sound to me.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, very poppy, very, it's easy to nod along to.
Yeah, that's a pretty good sound. I like that. So Speaking of 90s and even going back as far as the 80s, Cindy Wilson going to play the Georgia Theater as part of AthFest on Friday, June 23rd. Tell me about Cindy and what's been going on. Lots of stuff happening, right?
Yeah. One of the big names playing AthFest, and of course the legend from her time in the B-52s, and was pretty quiet for a while other than, you know, the occasional B-52s show, but she's been enjoying a little bit of a solo renaissance over the past year. She put out an EP last fall that I think we featured on the show, and then she sort of surprise dropped another EP in February called Supernatural, which has been getting some good reception. And it's a really, it's definitely a sound that folks who love and know the B-52s will appreciate. It's very, very poppy, and you can dance to it for sure. But it's a different sound for her. It's kind of dark and synthy and really interesting.
I feel like if I heard this and did not know it was Sydney Wilson, I wouldn't know it was Cindy Wilson.
Yeah.
Like if I heard it, I would just be like, who's this chick? She's sultry and folky and definitely not Cindy Wilson from the B-52s.
She's been, her collaborators include some local folks that have been around town for quite a while, playing in various bands, including Ryan Monahan and some other guys who, you know, are more into like this newer sounding kind of electronic synthy music. And I think that they've really imparted that into her songwriting, and she's been inspired by them, is what it sounds like to me.
Yeah, some new wave in her folkiness. But
some new wave.
She say, like, it started out for fun, and she didn't really, like, expect anything from it. She just said that she just started playing shows around town, like here in Atlanta, and then it kind of came a thing.
Well, this is a point that I'm fascinated by, is the idea of a successful artist like Cindy, who now seems to be sort of coming back with, like you say, a sort of a new sound.
Mm-hmm.
And it's almost refreshing to hear what Amber was saying, that it was sort of an accident.
Mm-hmm.
Because I always wonder with particularly artists that have had a great deal of success, when they do come back and they do something, you really want it to be out of their sense of love of music, and
you
not
wonder about the motivation.
Yeah. You just can't help but think, well, why are they doing that? And
right.
is it just because they purely found something that they wanted to do, or is this just I'm kind of obligated to come back out and do this? And
and you definitely get the sense listening to the new Cindy Wilson stuff that it's the former, that she was really inspired by. Either by her collaborators or something, you know, inspired her to get back out there and start making this new music. And because she didn't need to do it, you know.
Right. That's
from a career standpoint.
Yeah, that's the thing. So, well, good. Let's hear that. This is Frenzy from the EP Supernatural. Here's Cindy Wilson on the guest list.
Too much to be here. I'm thrilled to be
so that was Frenzy from the EP Supernatural, and that was Cindy Wilson, believe it or not, from the B-52s. She'll be playing in the Georgia Theater on Friday, June 23rd as part of AthFest. And yeah, I'm glad to hear something like that. You know, you still, like Amber was saying, if you know it's Cindy, you can pick up that there's some vibe of the B-52s and Cindy Wilson still alive in some of that, but the whole presentation of it is completely different.
It's very fresh sounding for her, but also just in general, I think it's a cool sound.
It is. All right, let's move on to Lily Hyatt. I'm playing the Georgia Theater Rooftop as part of AthFest. Again, these are all on Friday, June 23rd, so they're going to front end this thing.
This is kind of the day, I think, to go to the Georgia Theater on Friday the 23rd. They've got, we've got still one more to talk about after Lily Hyatt, but yeah, Lily Hyatt, she's no stranger to Athens. She's put out records on New West and Normal Town Records, which is based here. And so she comes through town relatively often. Any mention of Lily Hyatt usually includes the factoid that she is the daughter of John Hyatt, the roots rock singer-songwriter, well known for his work in the 80s and 90s. And she sort of lived under that shadow for the early part of her career, and she's definitely transcended that designation and really come into her own over the last couple of years. She put out a really terrific record called Royal Blue in 2015. She's kind of an Americana folk country-ish singer-songwriter, but she's got like a cool kind of edge to her music. She reminds me a little bit of Lydia Lovelace, another young kind of singer-songwriter that's taking country music and roots music and really putting a little bit of a punk rock edge on it. So this will be a fun show on the Rooftop on a Friday of AthFest.
Yeah, I definitely think it's weird that she's... I think it's interesting that she's considered alternative country, because it definitely doesn't conform to what you think country influence music is, because there's definitely a twang to it, but then there's the poppy elements and the punky, like you said, punk indie rock kind of vibe in her tracks. But
yeah, she's kind of there's a whole crop of young musicians who are kind of taking country music to another cool level by blending non-country sounds, and you know, there's also some new country traditionalists out there like Sturgill Simpson and folks like that. So a lot of good stuff happening in country right now.
Yes, and she is a great songwriter. I love this song, the one that you picked.
Get this right.
Yeah, I think we all can relate. It's about a dead end relationship and can be relating to life as well.
All my relationships are fantastic. I don't know what you mean.
Sorry.
So you better get it right and get this right.
Get this right.
It's on the guest list.
Get on it now.
I'm hanging my head about something I said when I cared.
All right, so that was Get This Right from the album Royal Blue. That was Lily Hyatt, who'll play the Georgia Theater Rooftop on Friday, June 23rd, again, as part of AthFest. Yeah, great sound there. I like that a lot.
Mm-hmm.
All right, coming up next, Richard Lloyd of television fame. He'll be playing the Georgia Theater again on Friday, June 23rd. I say again just because this is, like we've mentioned, a front-end loaded AthFest. Some great, great acts coming up as part of AthFest on Friday. Tell me a little bit about Richard Lloyd.
Yeah, well, we talked about Lee Ranaldo a little bit ago, and another case here of a legendary guitarist, founding member of a legendary band, in this case Television, and who's been striking out on his own. That's not really a new thing for Richard Lloyd. He's been putting out solo records since the time of Television's beginnings, almost. And so his first record came out in 79, which we're going to hear a track from in a minute, but this is his second time in Athens, I think, in the last year or two, and awesome to have him coming back through town. Love Television. Television, of course, played Athens not long ago as well, with Richard Lloyd absent from the lineup. He's not playing with those guys these days. So it's cool that he's coming through to give us a taste of what he's working on. In addition to his solo guitar and songwriting work, he's an avid guitar teacher in New York City, is what I understand. So, man, it'd be cool to learn from Richard Lloyd.
How about that, huh?
Get some lessons.
Yeah. So maybe he'll stick around for some lessons after the show.
Can you tell me how to play a C chord, please?
Is it wrong to imagine that he might, he and Cindy Wilson might do a little collaboration
Man,
on stage?
Cool.
Wouldn't you think that might happen?
Let's go ahead and say it's going to happen.
Yeah.
That way,
yeah.
It has to happen.
It's got to happen. They're listening right now,
yeah.
So you know that they'll be
of course
like,
they
hey,
are.
You know, we weren't going to do it, but then the guest list guys had to go out and say it, and
yep.
So now there's an expectation, and we've got to do it.
Yep.
Right?
So let's start hyping this up all around town.
I think we should. Yeah.
I'll post it on Facebook.
Too bad Molly's not here. She can make t-shirts and posters and all kinds of stuff.
Aw.
See?
We need her.
I know. All right, well, let's give a listen. Going all the way back to 1979, here's Misty Eyes from Richard Lloyd on the guest list.
I just saw her walking down the street.
All right, so that was Richard Lloyd, and that was Misty Eyes. And he'll be playing the Georgia Theater as part of a kickoff show to Athfest on Friday, June 23rd. And man, can I just say,
they just don't write them like that anymore.
That was, isn't that great, though? It's what a great sound.
Classic sound. And you get it's really cool to hear the, you know, Richard Lloyd's kind of poppy doo-woppy sound. And you can place that in the context of television and how it contrasted with Tom Verlaine's kind of weirdo, edgier impulses. And that was a great balance, of course, for television. But great to hear on its own as well.
What a great show that's going to be. All right, well, let's move on to Harlot Party. And that's going to be at Cine, again, as part of AFFest on Saturday, June 24th. Tell me a little bit about this group.
Yeah, so if you see one new local band at AFFest, make it Harlot Party. These guys kind of popped up out of nowhere last year. Earlier this year, they put out an EP called I Want to Be Recalcitrant, I Am Just Exhausted, and got a great response locally. And it's just a duo. It's two guitarists. Kiki Renee Knight is the front woman, and she just has these terrific, like, I don't know, devastating personal lyrics that pair really amazingly with this intricate guitar work. And it's really cool to see that this is a group that, you know, it's just two guitars, no drums, no bass. So they're able to craft these really, really deep and pretty intense songs with just that instrumentation, and it's fun to watch.
It's sad and dark.
It is dark,
but yes, it's good. It's her lyrics are political, some of them. They're out of
maybe have a political. It's like personal and political.
Yeah, she said something about her. I read an article about how she was frustrated about our current political stance in America without saying too much.
What's going on?
And then she wrote...
Is there something going on in America?
I don't know.
Gosh,
I don't do the news or
anything. Was going well. I didn't know.
But I feel like Harlot Party's kind of stuff you want to listen to when you really need a hug. Or you want to summon Satan.
Wow.
Either or.
Well, see which which of those happens at Cine.
I think that's going to be a quote from somebody's going to re-quote that.
That's a bumper sticker.
Oh, no.
I like that.
No re-quotes.
Sure, yeah. That's good stuff.
About retweets.
Yeah.
RT.
That's awesome. Well, now, and along with Harlot Party, you got Four Eyes and Feather Trade. I mean, this will be a good show too, right?
Yeah, great bill at Cine on the 24th.
All right, so let's give a listen to something from Harlot Party. Gabe, want to tell me what we got coming up here?
Yeah, this is the track Ostensibly Discouraged from their EP that they put out earlier this year.
And it's on the guest list.
Simple things.
right, so that was Harlot Party right here on the guest list, and we have been doing some research during
doing
that song.
Doing some fact-checking during the break.
And discovered something. What did we discover?
Yeah, the Harlot Party Feather Trade Four Eyes show is actually Friday the 23rd at Cine.
I mean, what are you going to do on Friday? You're going to have one of those little unipeds. You seen those things around town? Whatever, little motorized thing?
Oh, yeah. It's like a motorized scooter.
Yeah.
Those are cool.
They are pretty cool.
I'm not doing that.
You know what?
Social suicide.
Segway, maybe?
I want to start a band where everybody is on one of those.
Yeah.
That sounds amazing.
Even including the drummer.
Oh, yeah?
I don't know.
Put the brakes on it. Just
a little drum around, you know, that he wears around his neck.
Yeah.
And he's on one of those balancing on stage. A little hovercraft.
That's cool.
Maybe that's what I'll call them, hovercraft.
That is an innovative idea.
How about that?
It's ZZ Top on the treadmills.
This is what I am. I'm an idea man. This is what I do.
Yeah.
Wish we could all be like you.
I'm unappreciated. That's all I know. Yeah. See?
We appreciate you.
See?
Ish.
We don't want to admit it.
There we go. See? Let's move on. Zach Deputy. Now, are we sure about this? Sunday, June 25th. Are we good with that date?
I'll say yes.
We're gonna
did
go
I
with
write
you.
26?
You did, but we figured out.
We caught that one earlier.
I don't know date.
Yeah.
He is playing on Sunday.
Well, good.
Outdoor stage, I believe, whole. I'm just going to assume, even though we all know AthFest hasn't released any lineups yet.
Well,
but
As of this taping,
yes. Zach Deputy is from Savannah, Georgia, and according to his website, he is island-infused drum and bass gospel ninja soul.
Get out of here.
Yes.
Is he like a one-man band type deal?
He is a one-man band. Cool. He plays with loops and mods, and it is awesome. And he's definitely a must-see. I've seen him a couple times in AthFest and at the Foundry, and he is like the ultimate one-man band. And I tell everyone, go see him, just to see him.
Can you just go back to loops and mods? What is that? What are loops and mods?
Well, you know, a lot of one-man performers, one-woman performers, use looping pedals to lay down an initial track, and then they'll loop it and play over it.
Oh,
however many times they want to do that.
What's the guy's name that did that on the Grammys? It was awesome.
Ed Sheeran?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, he did do that, didn't he?
Yes.
Ed Sheeran did do that, and I was surprised.
Yeah, and it was pretty cool. Yeah. I couldn't believe it. I mean, again, I know what looping is, but I'd never seen it done quite like that.
Live loops, yeah.
And, you know, speaking of that, we've discussed Lingua Franca before on the show, and I actually got to see Lingua Franca live, believe it or not, as part of the Vic Chestnut Songwriting Award.
That was a fun night.
And I watched her... A DJ mixer just crouched down next to my table and set up the loops.
Yeah, so you got a firsthand look at the...
Yeah, and it was amazing. I mean, he was just literally, he had it in a backpack.
Uh-huh.
He broke that thing out and was just doing it, you know, right there in about 15 or 20 minutes. He had the whole thing set up and I was just astounded.
Yeah. Man, it's amazing the things you can do with modern technology.
Technology these days is unbelievable.
Yes, and it's great because AthFest is definitely the right atmosphere for his type of music. You know, it's the summer. You want to drink a pina colada or whatever you're going to do. I don't know. Maybe a whiskey neat. Why would you want to drink that in the hot sun? I say pina colada, daiquiri, Zach Deputy, AthFest.
There you go.
Yeah. Well, he's okay. So think of Jack.
I thought you were done.
Oh,
no, I wanted to be, but I'm not. So Jack Johnson with a little Al Green and Stevie Wonder.
Ooh.
Yeah. Good explanation, right? It's soulful, but it's upbeat and fun.
Done now?
I think I'm done.
Oh, we're not done yet. Because here's Put It in the Boogie. Ooh. It's Zach Deputy on the guest list.
I've been getting on down in New Orleans.
What they know about me?
Up in Kansas City by me.
What they know about me?
I was born in Georgia, thought I told ya.
What they know about me?
Still making my quota in California. Mama, what they really know about me? Baby, put it in the boogie. Tell me, mama.
Won't you put it in the boogie?
Won't you tell me, baby? Won't you put it in the boogie? Won't you tell me, mama?
When the mama with the ringing the bell about me, the boogie, tell me baby, put it in the boogie, tell me mama, darling, put it in the boogie, tell me mama, put it in the boogie, tell me baby, when the ringing the bell about me, baby, put it in the. They listen to that old rendition, Big Ziggy came to the stage and heads been spinning. Just get in and rip with your bed and don't sit on the groove and it's been ripping. Set your mind at ease in Caroline or a G, and you're fine to me in a rhyme speed, not even trying to be, cause my mind's much sharper than a diamond bee. Some people get caught in the hype in the top 40 and only holding it tight. That ain't for me, my homie, my pumping tight. That's why they hold me so strongly, the white on rice. Why they bite? My rhyme's like childhood life, cause the jealous do well, shaking the pelvis right. Let me tell this right, young the eldest right. They don't know the flow, but they can tell the sign.
Just the right kind of soul on ya. I'm Don Cornelius, and you're listening to Soul Train here on WUGA.
Right, he's doing a character now. That's great.
You remember Don Cornelius of Soul Train?
Maybe on
YouTube.
I know about that.
On the YouTubes.
I mean, that was good stuff. Put it in the boogie. That was Zach Deputy on the guest list, and I am intrigued. That is awesome.
I told you. And to see it live, it's even more amazing. You're like, how is he doing all this? He's just one man.
And you know what? Only on the guest list and Athfest can you see such a diverse array of musicians and genres all
That's
in
right.
one place.
Only those two sources.
Only those two places can that happen.
Yep.
Right?
Right.
So, yeah, one other thing I would like to mention, if I may. Athfest Associated, or at least Athfest Adjacent, happening Thursday, June 22nd. The Flagpole Athens Music Awards returns for, I don't even know what year this is, 19th maybe, 18th or 19th. And at the Morton Theater, as always, we've got some great bands playing, including Nihilist Cheerleader, Lingua Franca, who you mentioned is going to perform. And of course, we're going to give out a bunch of awards. Readers voted on 20 or different categories, and we're going to announce the winners at the Morton. Always a fun time, so be there.
Sounds awesome.
Square.
Absolutely. Well, and you know, Gabe, those awards, I can tell you, they mean a lot to the artists. I think they really get into the event, but being able to say you're a Flagpole Award winner is really a big deal. I mean, I know you're blushing now because I'm being serious. It really is a huge deal, and glad you guys do that.
Well, thank you, and I'm glad we do it too. And it's always a fun time, and I think it is important to the winners, especially the younger bands that are starting out, to sort of recognize them and just celebrate the scene.
All right. Well, that's going to just about do it for us today on The Guest List. The Guest List is recorded right here in the studios of WUGA at the Georgia Center on the campus of the University of Georgia, and would not be possible without these fine folks agreeing to donate their time and energy and knowledge, all for you, the public radio audience, and all for the sake of music right here in Athens, Georgia. So for my good friend, Gabe Vodica of Flagpole Magazine, Amber Henderson, and until next time, we hope we have Molly Williams back. I'm Chris Shoup. You know, I loved it so much, we're going to leave you with one more from Zach Deputy. We'll see you at AthFest, everybody. Have a great night.